This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The recording of a closed-door meeting held by the Western Illinois University Board of Trustees reveals board members and administrators repeatedly violated the state's Open Meetings Act, and the board's legal counsel, who was in the room with them, did nothing to stop them from breaking the law. Trustees held the closed-door meeting on the morning of June 28th. Right afterward, they went into open session and authorized the layoffs of 24 faculty members and 2 other employees in academic affairs. 7 of those being let go are tenured professors. It turns out the public meeting was all carefully orchestrated ahead of time behind closed doors in violation of state law. This is Kathy Early, who chaired Western's board at the time.
When we go into discussion, I'm going to call on Joe Reeves, and he's going to talk, give a little history, where we've been, how we've gotten to this point. So he's got a script. Everything is pretty scripted today.
Those words at the end,
everything is pretty scripted today,
stand in direct contrast to the Open Meetings Act. The first paragraph of the Act says it's designed to ensure that the actions of public bodies be taken openly and that their deliberations be conducted openly. The Act does allow public boards to discuss certain items behind closed doors. For example, they can talk about the performance of specific personnel. But in this 51-minute recording, the board and administration talk again and again about groups of workers, the school's budget, programs, and other matters that are supposed to be discussed in public, not scripted ahead of time behind closed doors. The recording also indicates the administration and board have already decided which programs will be cut next year, even before receiving recommendations from a committee that's supposed to give faculty a chance to weigh in on possible cuts. This is University President Jack Thomas.
Once they give us a report, whether they agree or not, whether they make a recommendation or not, then we will go ahead and invoke, and then we will go ahead and give the announcements of the layoffs as well.
The board and administration also talked about the decision to completely cut appropriated funding to Tri-State's Public Radio. We'll hear from board member Todd Lester, then Kathy Newman, who is Western's interim provost.
How did the conversation go on Tri-State's personnel?
I am told that they can potentially go for maybe a couple of years on their endowment. They are not optimistic that long term they will be able to sustain the level that they are now. They are prepared to give up certain segments, one of which is the, I don't know how this works, but the stuff that they do for the hearing impaired would be probably the first piece that they would give up. So I guess the short answer to your question is they are making plans, and we'll see how that works.
It sounds like a done deal, though Tri-State's Public Radio was not officially notified of the funding cut until mid-August. And Western still has not provided any documentation regarding the decision, even though we asked for the details in a Freedom of Information Act request. We were sent hundreds of emails that shed a bit of light on the issue, but there are no budget spreadsheets, no meeting minutes, no metrics, or any other data demonstrating who made the decision or when or why TSPR was cut instead of other university offerings. It should also be noted that the so-called stuff for the hearing impaired is the audio information service, which provides equal access to printed materials for the visually impaired. Another thing that stands out in the recording is how legal counsel Bruce Biagini stands by and allows the illegal discussions to proceed. A few times a board member checks, but Biagini just waves them along.
I mean, I think we can talk about this in close, can't we?
Yes.
And with that, the board proceeded to discuss budget matters, student enrollment, and layoffs, all of which must be dealt with in public. By the way, if Bruce Biagini's name sounds familiar, it's because he once served as Western's ethics officer. While working in that capacity in 2009, the state suspended his law license for 90 days for an ethics violation not related to his university duties. Biagini was serving as legal counsel on an interim basis. Western has since hired Liz Duval to be its general counsel attorney. The closed-door recording provides some insight into why the board and administration have chosen a path of program cuts and layoffs for Western. Here again is Trustee Todd Lester.
We're doing the things Springfield wants to see done.
Oh, absolutely.
We're making the hard decisions. We're going to go out there and lay people off. I mean, we're talking about program elimination at some point. I mean, these are the things that I think Rauner's been beating the drum on since he's taken office. So in that regard, we're on the forefront of this thing. Then, hey, we're doing what they've asked. We've got a better story to tell, I think.
The Illinois Attorney General's office ordered the recording be made public upon reviewing it after receiving a complaint from Bill Thompson. He's president of Western's chapter of the University Professionals of Illinois, which represents faculty members. In the recording, it sounds as though this is business as usual for closed-door sessions, as board members and administrators talk about issues that are supposed to be discussed in public. Here's Joe Reeves, who's a vice president at Western, suggesting plans to break the law again.
For the retreat, if you have a closed session in personnel, that's an opportunity to continue discussions about programs and program reductions in closed session.
On the same day this recording was released, the university announced Kathy Newman is stepping down as interim provost after more than 3 years in the position. And in a brief written statement from current board chairperson Carolyn Ellert Fuller, Western announced Kathy Early resigned from the Board of Trustees. Also in the statement, Ellert Fuller said the board acknowledged it did not comply with the Illinois Open Meetings Act. But that's all she mentions about the matter, and there is no apology or expression of remorse for the board's transgressions. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.